In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today we heard the continuation of St. Job's sorrowful story of what has happened to him. The scene is again in the kingdom of heaven. The demon is appearing before the Lord, and the Lord is still praising Job and says, look, all the evils that you have done to him, he still blesses me and he still loves me. And the devil says to him, well, it's because you haven't touched his body, his skin. The man is willing to die for his health, for his skin. And the Lord says, go ahead, touch his skin, touch his body with a sickness, but don't dare take his life, or something like that. And so, my beloved, the next scene we see that the devil does attack Saint Job, and Job is being hit with the terrible sickness, the sickness that he starts to rot, the whole body starts to rot, and in such a way, and such a stench comes out of it that he can't even stay at home anymore. He goes into a field, make himself a hole, and goes into that hole and starts to scrape off the pus over himself. And for days and days he stands like that, and that, but he doesn't say utter a word of blasphemy against the Lord or complaining to the Lord. His wife starts to come finally. She says, I've been working like a slave and going to the neighbors to try to make some kind of a food for myself, because everything is gone from us, and then there you're sitting there in the hole stinking into high heavens, and why don't you say some kind of words and so that and God will take you so that you will die. And the Job looks at her with such a sorrow face, and he says to him, women, you're talking like a woman that doesn't have a mind anymore, that is kind of crazy. We've been taking all kinds of good things from the Lord, and shouldn't we continue to praise him for whatever he gives us, some bad things? We should still praise him. And he had finished that test, and the Lord had shown to the filthy devil that even a human being here can endure everything. And he had endured even the terrible sickness that he had to endure, and didn't lose faith and didn't stop to love the Lord, continued to bless the Lord. And of course, even his friends would be coming and telling him all kinds of things. My beloved, this is an example that we should take from. No matter what happens to us, no matter what kind of sickness befalls us, no matter how much our bones are aching or whatever happens to our skin and everything else, we just take it all in being grateful to the Lord. God allows us to go through all those things because we do believe that He is God of love, and whatever He allows to happen to us, it happens to us only for one reason, is to help us to humble ourselves and to be able to inherit the great kingdom of heaven. And then, my beloved, so whatever sickness befalls you or me, whatever happens, let's never grumble over it, but let's just accept it as a great gift from God that helps us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And no matter how bad it is, don't forget, nothing that we can ever endure can ever be compared to what the Lord Himself endured for us, being without any sin whatsoever. He took all of my sins, all of your sins, and He did all that to be punished by God the Father for the things that we have done, so that we won't have to be punished. But He just wants us to love Him in return. He showed us the greatest love. He said, there is no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor. And He did that. He gave His life for us, And we should love him in return, and we should learn not to ever grumble if any kind of sickness befalls us, even though it may be eating us alive, like it was of Job, the much-suffering prophet. We should take it all in gratitude and thank God that he allows us to go through a little suffering here so that we can inherit the great kingdom of heaven, where it'll be always just joy and rejoicing and glorifying of the God for eternity, not just for a few years that we may have here, like some may live 70, 80 years, or maybe even more, but that's it. But that'll be only like a little fraction of a second compared to the eternity. You just think about that. We have a chance to be glorifying the Lord for eternity and be in awe of everything that he has created. And he has created so many beautiful things that we can see here on this earth. And it's nothing the Holy Father is saying compared to what is in store there for in the kingdom of heaven. Here on earth, we can study the nature that the Lord had created, and the flowers and the butterflies and everything that the Lord created, and we'll be always in awe and always can be praising the Lord. And it never seemed to be an end, but always something new and something new. And that's going to be in the eternity, always. We're always going to be finding something wonderful and great to glorify the Lord with, and to thank him for the love that he bestowed upon everybody. So let's buckle down and let's accept whatever sicknesses the Lord sends us, whatever misfortune he sends us, and with the love and gratitude towards him, and never grumble, and thus in a little way of taking example from the prophet Job. And may God give us all that great wisdom to be able to love him for the love that he gave us. Amen.